This podcast is brought to you by You're the Best, a celebration of friendship, a collection of essays by the Satellite Sisters, available October 2015 at satellitesisters.com or wherever books are sold.
We're the Satellite Sisters.
We're the Satellite Sisters.
I'm Sheila Dolan here with my sisters, Liz, Leon, and Julie.
Monica Dolan is in Portland, Oregon.
Welcome to You're the Best Encore Interviews from the Satellite Sisters.
J.J. Abrams is with us. J.J., thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know Tina Brown. She's an award-winning journalist. Tina, welcome to Satellite Sisters.
I'm so thrilled to be with you guys.
Oh, we love this book. Robin Roberts, we're so thrilled to have you here on Satellite Sisters. Welcome to the show.
You know, Liz, my sister would have busted me like that, too.
Welcome to You're the Best Encore Interviews.
Encore Interviews from the Satellite Sisters.
From the Satellite Sisters.
In 2006, we had the pleasure of talking to one of our Satellite Sister all-time greats, Nora Ephron. I'm Leon Dolan. I'm here with my sisters, Julie Dolan and Liz Dolan. And in a few minutes, you'll hear that conversation with Nora Ephron, which I have to say, sisters, when I listened to it, it brought me to tears. I was sobbing at the end of this interview. I mean, it's just such a poignant, funny, classically Nora conversation. And at the time, we didn't know that in a few years we would lose one of the great female writers, American writers of all time. And so just listening to it, I was just stunned by what she says, particularly at the end of the interview about aging and growing old. Stunned. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think about Nora Ephron way more than you would think. And this is Liz. And this conversation is about aging. And she jokes a lot about maintenance and keeping yourself together and the time and effort that we put into that. Wasn't the title of her book, I Feel Bad About My Neck?
Yes.
So
that still makes me laugh every single time.
Yeah. And at the time, Julie, I got the joke, but I didn't feel the joke. Now I feel it. I feel it in my bones, Nora. I think of you every time I look in the mirror. I feel bad about my neck.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I remember about this interview, though, was, you know, when you do talk to a big star like Nora Ephron, I mean, she, you know, there is a tendency to get really nervous and to, you know, and to maybe to hold back. But she, if you listen to how, like, she just wanted to be with the girls, right? She just wanted to be with us and have fun with us and, you know, just sort of riff on aging and take, you know, take up our issues, our worries, our concerns. She was the ultimate girlfriend, wasn't she?
I agree. And she's also one of the rare people who can be wickedly funny and wickedly insightful at the same time, you know? So, and you're right, Julie, we were nervous. I mean, she is really a great hero of mine. I was so nervous to talk to her, and right away she put us at ease. And I think that shines through. You're right. And that's why I think, Liz, I still miss her every day. I can't believe that she's gone. She, you know, died very quickly. It was, she didn't tell a lot of people. So it,
right, seemed, it was kind of mysterious.
It was mysterious and sudden. And so listening back at this interview, given all that, I just found it, you know, an extraordinary piece of audio. I'm so glad that we still have this and that we can share it with our Satellite Sisters listeners. So, if you have not heard this, you're in for a treat. But if you have, you know, listen again and listen closely, because Nora Ephron always has something to say. This is our conversation with Nora Ephron from 2006.
I'm Sheila Dolan here with my sisters, Liz, Leon, and Julie. And Leon, I'm so glad Nora Ephron is here because I want to ask her about the new anti-slackening cream that I've been using. And what is slackening? You know, this is the question.
I think Nora Ephron can tell you because as part of our Satellite Sisters Radio Book Club, we have picked her fantastic book of essays called I Feel Bad About My Neck and Other Thoughts on Being a Woman. And Nora, you make us feel good about feeling bad. And that's amazing.
How did the anti-slackening cream work?
So far, so good. 48 hours. How do I look, ladies?
Oh, well, that's the thing about those creams is that they all work for 48 hours. Oh.
And then they slacken?
Well, yes. It's like call me after 96 because it's one of those amazing things about those creams, and it's the reason why we sort of fall for them every single time.
Oh, the 48-hour rule. I have to remember that.
Well, I hope it didn't cost you too much.
No, 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 Nora. It's all under $30. I will never buy
a
cream.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, so that's my policy.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's the one that Diane Keaton is doing the ads for, which are cute ads, so we fell for that.
I understand that.
Yeah, you can say why. You know, Nora, I thought we were supposed to feel good about our necks. Like, isn't 60 the new 40 and 40 is the new 12 or what?
It depends if you're totally gullible, then you can believe that, right? I mean, there's no question we all look much better than previous generations do for all the obvious reasons. We take good care of ourselves. And let's not forget we all dye our hair, which is an unbelievable anti-aging thing. And we've discovered all these fantastic things to do, like bangs, which cover, if you let them grow, almost a quarter of your face.
The thing about bangs, though, Nora, this is Liz. I was thinking, when you have bangs, it's so obviously an anti-aging strategy that could it possibly have the reverse effect on people where they're thinking, whoa, what is she hiding under those bangs?
Maybe, but meanwhile, you don't have to spend any money injecting things into your forehead.
That is so true.
You know, and the other day I was watching CNN, which is a sort of pioneer in some of these things as far as the anchor women go. And Paula Zahn is now wearing her hair. It's cut right to the collarbone, and she takes each side and puts it under her chin.
Mm-hmm.
So her hair now works as a turtleneck. And I thought, well, this is good.
We could do that.
Healing, you know.
Because one of your big positions is women can never have too many black turtlenecks.
Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for part of the summer, I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. ButcherBox gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz, my hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Lian's. Okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon neutral custom beauty brand. So PROS, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Lian and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, PROS. PROS is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And PROS is spelled P-R-O-S-E, pros.com/sisters. Thanks, PROS.
Yes, you can't have too many black trillings. But the thing I feel, the reason I wrote this book is that I felt that I was reading so much stuff that had no correspondence whatsoever to the actual emotional experience of being in your 50s and 60s, that so many of these books keep saying things like, life is so great and you're in your prime and you have, you know, the greatest sex of your life, and you're going, what?
Yeah, we had that book on. We had Gail Sheehy on. We had Gail, and I was like, Gail, I don't want to talk about this.
I think she's crazy.
You're just not buying into the power of the postmenopausal woman?
Well, I do think that there are things that you are very powerful about. I do think that one knows a whole lot when you get older. Unfortunately, you remember so much less, so it's a kind of wash. But there is no question there are things, if your health is good, that and that's a big if, and if your friend's health is good, which, you know, I mean, somebody's health isn't going to be good.
Right.
That's the fact. That's an overriding fact. And so I just don't know. I sort of began mounting up these things and thinking, is somebody going to write about this, about how complicated and confusing it is? So then I did.
Well, we're glad it was you, because at least you can make us laugh at it, Nora.
Thank you.
All right, Nora, this is Lian. I'm 41, and I know there's...
Oh, 41, you are nothing.
No, I know. That's why I'm asking you.
You have one more year. You have 1 to 2 more years before you catch a bad glimpse of your neck.
Okay. That's what I want to know. What should I be appreciating now that maybe I'm not?
Everything, from the tips of your toes to the top of your head.
Okay.
Everything will go.
All right.
Everything. And by the way, turn around and take a look at your elbows.
Okay.
Because it may be the last look you ever have at them. It's just, we're very lucky our elbows don't face forward, or we would really be depressed. But I'm not kidding. When I hear those young women go, oh, I'm going to be 30, or oh, I'm going to be 40, I just want to go, you are so lucky. Just look in the mirror, because soon you won't. Soon you will pass a mirror and your right hand will involuntarily fly up to your face to just ward the sight of yourself off.
But you write in the book one of the best essays. Well, they're all fantastic, but the one on maintenance. I mean, you calculate now you're spending about 8 hours a week to look about 8 days younger.
Of course, I just want to say in my defense, not that you have attacked me.
No.
Yet, but I attacked myself. But I do want to say that some of that includes exercise.
Okay.
The unbelievably dreary 3+ hours of exercise I spend a week, most which is, you know, some of the time bound to do something that will end me up in the hospital. Okay. But that does include that, and it does include hair dyeing, the world's most boring maintenance thing, which is amortized out over the year, and each week adds some time to some of that. But yes, I would say 8 hours if you count all the awful things we have to do, like your nails and your toes, your unbelievably boring toes, and the hair.
But do we have to do that? Do you think it's just, do we have to do that?
Well, I don't think anyone has to wash their hair quite as much as they do. I think if everybody washed their hair one time less a week, it probably wouldn't make the remotest difference. But we all seem to do it. And by the way, this is not an age-linked thing, because young women are into maintenance things that, thank God, I managed to skip, like these bikini things that make you look like you've got topiary on yourself.
Oh, the bikini wax. Leanne, you experimented with that earlier in the summer.
I don't have to talk about
that. She doesn't want to talk about it anymore.
But it is hard to maintain. It's a time suck. I mean, for goodness sakes, who's got that time?
Well, that's the way I feel about Botox, Nora. I feel like if I do that once, then I have to do it like every 3 months for the rest of my life.
Well, no, you don't, actually. You can just do it once and then never do it again. Trust me, I did.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yes. I mean, it was sort of like, okay, I did that. And then I just grew my bangs longer.
Okay.
So that worked, you know, and saved a fortune. But no, it's not all of it is habit forming. It's just so amazing how much time it does take, though.
We're talking to Nora Ephron. Her new book is I Feel Bad About My Neck and Other Thoughts on Being a Woman. It's a collection of essays that you will so enjoy no matter what age you are. It's inspirational and yet depressing at the same time. So thank you for writing it.
Julie, you're the one that turned us on to it originally, right?
Oh, I love it. Well, Nora, I heard about this. One of my friends, I'm the oldest sister, Nora.
Mm-hmm.
So
my friend,
so my friend wrote me and she was like, run, don't walk to the bookstore to get this. And Nora, I loved your essay about how much you hate your purse.
I do hate my purse.
Why?
Well, I'm afraid that my purse, as Louis XIV might have said, but he was too smart to have a purse, my purse, c'est moi. You know, my purse is a disaster. My purse is the truth about me. Just by the way, as one's neck is the truth about one's age, you open up your purse, and we all know those kind of fantastically competent women who have little makeup bags with their little makeup in it, and their money is not falling out of their wallet.
Yeah,
right. How is this possible?
I don't know.
My purse. I could flee the Cossacks with my purse. I have, you know, an old airline snack left over in case I want a piece of.
Don't try to go through security with that these days, Nora.
Well,
this
would probably get through security because it's solid as a rock.
Fossilized.
And the other day I discovered a reading lamp in my purse and crumpled Kleenexes that you cannot tell if you've used them or you haven't used them, keys that you don't know what they open, little bits of tobacco, even though you haven't smoked a cigarette since long before you ever bought the purse.
Right. That is a mystery.
You know, and in the old days, the that tampon that managed to fall out of the paper and is just swimming around like a tadpole and the lipstick that the top fell off of, so the little bits of lint have fallen on the lipstick.
And tobacco. I think you're using my purse, Nora.
Well, but,
sounds like my contents.
And the stuff that oozed into it because you forgot to put the top back on it. But the thing is, I hate my purse. I can't find anything in my purse. I get depressed when I open it. And I can't stand, also, by the way, this thing. Why do purses cost so much?
I don't know.
Because they are so small. You can buy a couch. Because you can buy a really decent couch for what some women spend on a purse.
You're right. I don't understand that. And that's only getting worse. It seems like the expensive purse is the latest thing. It's just got to, we can make it. Let's just agree among ourselves.
Let's do it now.
Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do.
because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leanne, aren't there? Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah, any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leon, they have already frame bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the frame bridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and FrameBridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but FrameBridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you're going to be happy, okay? Yeah. That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or see a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's FrameBridge.com. Thanks, FrameBridge. Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we... We love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life, aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo, yes. you can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz, your youthful, yeah, glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria Seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SAD Sisters. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SAD Sisters at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea.
Well, I have to tell you, I highly recommend eBay
for
buying purses. In fact, even the designer purse that you don't want to spend a lot of money for is very cheap on eBay. Mm-hmm. You have to be careful because you have to buy it from a vendor who has a lot of previous sales and good recommendations, but that will help slightly. But what about evening bags? Those, they're like the size of a pillbox, and they cost $700. That I would ever spend that. I just want to say that.
Well, we just count on Julie. That's her traditional 40th birthday present.
We're talking to Nora Ephron about her book, I Feel Bad About My Neck, but we're compiling quite a list here of things we feel bad about.
Or we'll soon feel bad about as the years go on.
Yeah, I just feel bad about overall elasticity, Nora, just in general as
yes,
a concept.
But you mentioned earlobes.
Well, that's Julie.
She feels bad about her earlobes. It's a whole new thing to go. I can't wait to get off the phone and look in the mirror. Feel bad about them.
And one of the most moving essays, the most moving essay in the book, I think, is Consider the Alternative, where you talk about just the stunning blow of the death of your very dear friend. Nora, it's you call death the D word because it's all around you, but no one wants to talk about it.
Well, I think one of the things I realized is that you know, this is not, I'm not the first person to say this, but it's amazing how limited our imaginations are about certain things. I certainly remember believing that I was going to be the only person who never went through menopause.
Right, right.
Everyone else was, but I just was this thing that was going to recede like the horizon, and I was never going to quite get to it. And I think the same thing's true of death. We all don't quite believe that we're going to die. And that, of course, is the, that is what happens when you get older and death becomes a sniper. And you have absolutely no idea whether it's going to be you or your close friend or your beloved acquaintance or somebody you just kind of know. But almost not a week passes without one of those kind of lowered conversations where someone says, oh, have you heard about so-and-so? And this is the sort of long shadow that hangs over you when you get to be a person of a certain age. When you're younger, we all remember those moments when you're younger where you go, oh, my God, I have a pain in my back. I'm calling the doctor. It must be, and then you make up whatever cancer you happen to think is somewhere located near this part of your back, which actually you've just pulled a muscle in or something, you know. But the odds change at a certain point. The odds are something is wrong with you. And that is a gigantic change, dealing with illness and with the fact that life becomes, you have to, I think, look at your life in a way where you say, okay, I have a finite number of years. What does this mean? Now, of course, then you have no idea what it means. I will tell you one of the things it means to me, and this is going to sound so banal, but I don't mean it in a literal way. I mean it almost metaphorically, which is carbohydrates.
You're just going to enjoy yourself with the pasta.
There's just too much good bread out there.
Yeah.
And I've spent a long part of my life in the zone.
Right, right.
And there is a certain point where you just go, I want that piece of bread. It's going to make me feel fantastic.
So, you know, though, it's true. You read all those studies about what you shouldn't be doing, and it seems like, you know, deprivation is the only way to keep yourself going for a long time. And I guess at some point you have to say, I've deprived myself enough.
Well, it's very confusing because you don't want to get fat and unhealthy either.
Right.
But you do want to savor every single day because anything can shut down.
Yeah.
And it's just dealing with that moment of realizing that you've got to, you can't, I mean, I love denial.
Mm-hmm.
I was in psychoanalysis or whatever I was in, some voodoo thing.
some process.
And a good process for a long time. And I learned to really be that thing called, quote, in touch with my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And then I learned that just because I was in touch with my feelings didn't mean I had to sort of focus on them. Denial is not a terrible thing, and you don't want to walk around having a lot of doom and gloom, but you do have to in some way absorb the fact that this could be the day that you get the news, and you want to have used enough bath oil.
Nora Ephron, come back to Satellite Sisters anytime.
Thanks for listening. You're the best.
For more You're the Best encore interviews or Satellite Sisters podcasts, go to SatelliteSisters.com or iTunes. And don't forget, call your Satellite Sister.
Call your Satellite Sister.
Call your Satellite Sister.